Mayo's been off the scene for a little while, did have three trials last year.
He did. He trialled twice in February. Trials were okay. He then trialled again in June. Again, his trial was fair without getting too excited about. He's had a long time off. There's certainly improvement to come from him also.
We go to Snowblind, a daughter of Lope de Vega, for Gerald Ryan.
She's having her fifth trial overall today. It will be her second back this preparation. Last trial, she was finished. She finished two lengths off the winner. And she finished sixth overall.
Well, Storm Force is bred to be good, and by Coolmore carries their navy colours team horse.
He debuted at Gosford in a maiden over the 1200 back in August. He finished second behind Gadfly. He then went to Canterbury in an 1100 metre maiden and was six lengths behind Glenall. He had a break and he trialled on the 30th of December at Redhill.
Just to explain why Shani's burst into a fit of chortling, we've got a perforated eardrum courtesy of sneeze, which didn't that have some volume? We won't throw anyone under the bus.
She's done
it was in our ear, though.
The worst thing is, she's done it before. We should know better.
We had to be on our guard. Word Games is out. Smart and filly, the addition here for James Cummins.
She's a smart missile filly, and she has had a few runs. She's had five overall. She has placed on one occasion. She went around in the 1,000 guineas back on the 8th of October, was behind Global Glamour. She was beaten about eight lengths overall, so a little bit of a break for her, and back to the trial.
Better out than in. Let's get the Mitch Heat 13.
Aussie, thank you. 5 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Glad I didn't hear that. Sky Sports Radio has racing and sports covered Monday to Friday mornings
like
from 9
on BSB Extra. Whoever has let that sneeze go. From the stars of good to see you didn't throw them under the bus either, Jeff. Yes, that was kind of you. Storm Force has moved up. Now Snowblind about to come forward. And the summer season of tennis. And Kentucky Beaver will be the last one to get set. Friday mornings at 9. So 8 to run here. The addition was Smart Amelia. Word Game. Smart Amelia. The inclusion from James Cummings Dabbles. Hugh Bowman to ride. Heat 13.
Good morning. I'm Gemma
through them
Cutting.
Rather quickly here as the temperatures start to soar top of 40. Most of Sydney today.
Electronic music
light
festival.
On.
At least 5 people have been killed and 15
ready now.
Wounded.
And away.
The Department of Foreign Affairs
patchy
has told
start.
AAP
flagpoles and also
Embassy
Kentucky Diva slow to move. Out wide Storm Force left well to lead. Climbed it into second spot. Montevideo third and Dawn Walls fourth theatre. And then flagpole Smart Amelia drifting back to Snowblind. Second to last operation. And Kentucky Diva is last. Passing the 600 pole and it's Storm Force in front of length and a half clear. Clogden is second and third is Dawn Wall with Montevideo. Smart Amelia taking off around them. Then followed Flagpole, Snowblind, Kentucky Diva. Home quarter, 350 left to run. The leader is Storm Force. Smart Amelia quickly let rip and moved up on the outside. Montevideo is next and then followed Dawn Wall, Clogden and Flagpole. Storm Force found a kick. Smart Amelia has peaked on its run now and Storm Force got away at 125 from Dawn Wall and then followed Smart Amelia, but Storm Force is too strong. Smart Amelia two lengths away second, Dawn Wall is third, Cliveden was fourth, and then followed Montevideo, Flagpole, Snowblind and Kentucky Diva. Storm Force the winner. Tommy Berry, Michael Wayne and John Hawkes take another one this morning. Good display too. Storm Force will be winning a maiden this preparation on that trial. Holland Smart Amelia was back and then Bowman took off to get her into the trial. Then that seemed to get a bit lost and peaked on her run, but then she came again the last little bit to hold Dawn Wall in third. I'd say she'll get a pass mark, Smart Amelia, and Dawn Wall didn't mind its trial in third spot as well. But Storm Force looked impressive there in Heat 13.
Yeah, Diddy Watts on a fast scent rock out of his Avil mare, so he's bred to get up over a trip on the dam side in time. His only two starts resulted in minor placings at Gosford and at Canterbury. He was given a quiet time of it but went well behind launch code, his first trial back the latter part of last year, and he's gone even better this morning. The horse that's finished second there, Smart Amelia, for a horse that got up over a mile in 1,000 guineas, she just seemed to lose concentration or something at about the 150, 200 metre mark, and then the rider gave her a click up and she came again. And she ran her trial in patches.
She did, didn't she? She loomed up outside the leader like she was going to go straight past it and win the trial by 3 or 4 lengths. And then she about the bridle out. I think Huey Bowman's on it, and he gave her a little bit of a rev up, and she got going again. So it was quite strange. I don't know if that's what type of mare she is. She might do that in track work. I'm not too sure. But overall, it was quite a nice trial. I'll take nothing away from Stormforce. Galloped along in a nice tempo there. It certainly wasn't overdoing it, but still had a little bit left in the tank. And Dawn Wall in the third spot was also quite nice.
All right, let's go back and have a look at the performance of Stormforce, who in the end, in those Coolmore colours, raced away. From Karaka to
Australia, or freight your ready now, and away. New Zealand or Australia, patchy start, flagpoles, and also Kentucky Diva slow to move. Out wide, Stormforce left well to lead. Clive did into second spot, Montevideo third, and Dawnwall's fourth theatre. And then flagpole smart Amelia drifting back to Snowblind second to last, and Kentucky Diva is last. Passing the 600 pole, and it's Stormforce in front of length and a half clear. Cliveden is second, and third is Dawnwall with Montevideo. Smart Amelia taking off around them. Then followed Flagpole, Snowblind, Kentucky Diva. Home quarter, 350 left to run. The leader is Stormforce. Smart Amelia quickly let rip and moved up on the outside. Montevideo is next, and then followed Dawnwall, Cliveden, and Flagpoles. Stormforce found a kick. Smart Amelia has peaked on its run now, and Stormforce got away at 125 from Dawnwall, and then followed Smart Amelia, but Stormforce is too strong. Smart Amelia two lengths away second. Dawnwall is third. Cliveden was fourth. And then followed Montevideo, Flagpole, Snowblind, and Kentucky Diva.
Yeah, that's right. We've got plenty of
Stormforce taking out the 13th trial, a colt by Fastnet Rock for the Hawks team. Smart Amelia did run her trial in patches, but she was still nice overall. Smart Missile Filly trained by James Cummings. And Dawnwall, a Fastnet Rock Filly trained by Chris Waller, was into third spot. 54.2. 2.25 by 3/4 of a length.
If the mayor say one, I'm pretty sure that Shadwell may have raced the mum. We'll take a break. We're getting through them at Rose Hill. The next seat, not far away.
Conditions, they won't know any up there. It's 40 degrees outside, so and papers can buy day passes to there. So I'm sure it's going to be very popular this afternoon.
All right, now track and rail today. What's the story?
Yeah, the track's rated a good 4,000 again today. The rail about 9 metres from 1400 to the winning post. It's a fresh grass cover out there, so we're expecting it to race very well.
All right, terrific. So great day in store by all accounts. If those think, oh, it's a bit warm, that's the place to go to cool off today. Wagga races.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've got the Wagga Scampers, the last race. It's got a top-class field of sprinters, so it's going to be late in the day, but well worth the wait as well.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Scott. Have a top day.
Yes, you too, Sean. Thank you.
Scott Sandbrook there, the CEO at Wagga. It's 11 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. And John Scores joining us in just a moment. Two will run through the totes, tab odds, fixed odds for the meeting there today at Wagga, and also look at all the form for you. Also got the meeting at Taree today too, and Gary Cleese, you'll look at that a little later on today. Now we'll get to Scorsese in just a moment. Just quickly looking at the meeting today at Taree, we'll give you a track on weather conditions there too, because as I said, a little later on, Gary Cleese will run through all the form there. Now it's a fine day, good for the run at 3 metres.
Welcome back. Heat number 14 is coming up next at Rose Hill, over 900 metres, as we have a look at, firstly, Bidgie Ribbon for Richard Litt, four-year-old son of Star of Stars.
Out of a mare called Princess Yoha, she was a half to Upset Them, who was a champion stayer in New Zealand back in 2004. Goes back to the family of Cape Cover, who won Adelaide Cup, so a real staying family.
Okay, Destroyer then, for Chris Waller, has had the one start. That was in July of last year.
That was over the 1,100. He was beaten six lengths after that. He trialled on the 14th of October. He then trialled in the latter part of October. Obviously, maybe not quite happy with him. They gave him another little bit of a break, and his first trial back today.
Okay, Midnight Delight raced a couple of times in New Zealand, a relatively new acquisition for Chris Waller.
Yet to see this filly by Captain Rio. She went round on a heavy 10 in her very first start, beaten 2.1. She then went around on a heavy 8, along with beaten 1.5, so she's never seen dry ground before. She won't know what to think this morning.
Yeah, ditto for Pira Parla, who strikes a good track for the first time.
She's had the two starts, as you said. Again, she's been around on wet tracks. The first start was on a heavy 9, and she was beaten 0.6 behind Love Las Vegas. She then went to Warwick Farm again. Warwick Farm, not Wild. on the 14th of September over the 1400, beaten 1.5 behind Zenalicious.
Runway ready for Team Hawks, having trial three.
She's by Azophony, and her first trial was in April. She then had another trial on the 12th of September. She jumped on term. She sat about fourth, was pushed along. The leader did win by quite a lengthy way, so it wasn't too bad a trial overall.
Sweet Caviar was formerly trained at Tony Goldin's Queensland base, she's now based at Rosehill.
She's by Wanted. Her first start was at Doomben in a two-year-old handicap, beaten 2.8. That was in March, and then she went to the Gold Coast on the 9th of April, finishing second behind Spring Tycoon in a 1,200-metre maiden, beaten 0.8. She's made her way down the eastern coast, and she's at Rosehill.
Terminally pretty, then. Has been a little bit all over the place. Bendigo Road. Rose Hill, trained in Sydney.
She debuted at Bendigo. She ran second, beaten a length on that occasion. That was in the earlier part of September. She then came to Sydney on the 28th of September, went round in a maiden over the 1100 at Rose Hill, was beaten 3.2 behind Sprite.
My anchor was beaten a nostril at Tekembla Grange back on Melbourne Cup Day.
That was behind Snipper Cindy. Snipper Cindy actually came out and won a race in Maria yesterday. And this filly, that was on the 1st of November, so she's had a little bit of a let up, and trials today for her.
Getting set, heat 14, only a couple out of line, here's Mitch.
Sweet Caviar moves up, and Pirapala is the last one to get set. Heat 14.
Was right up on top of the speed beyond Flying Fuel there at Coral. Boxed on, it was off the track the whole way.
We're ready to run.
Again, it's drawn deep, but it'll be improved by the first up run.
Heat 14, light on. Bidgie Ribbon, the inside stall.
4.9, 3.11 for me, mate.
Interesting, had Trevor Sutherland on just before the news, and he said Ligny was one of the best of his for the day. So, there you go.
Yeah, look, there's not much
starter just told them.
A few of them, Sean. Look, if the race one's off, Ligny and
Stand by.
And Shrapnel Impact, but some of these horses are trial quite well.
And they're off now. Bidgie Ribbon was slow to move off the inside. Pirapala was out the back shortly after the break as well. Sweet Caviar left well with Runway ready up on the outside. Terminally Pretty is in third. Way Anchor fourth, wanting to tug for more rain. And then followed by Midnight Delight. Bidgie Ribbon about 60 inside. Destroyer is second last, and last is Pirapala. Sweet Caviar the leader down the side of the track at the 500, leading by a head. Runway ready is second. Two lengths away, Way Anchor third with Terminally Pretty, and then Destroyer. Next now, is Bidgie Ribbon, Midnight Delight, and Pirapala is the widest. 3.25 left to run. Sweet Caviar narrowly from Runway Ready. Way Anchor in the pink jacket. Back to the inside, Terminally Pretty, then Destroyer and Pirapala out wider. Where to look, 150 to go. Terminally Pretty took a narrow lead from Way Anchor and Pirapala. Terminally Pretty's the one. Terminally Pretty beats. I'd give it to Pirapala just in advance of Way Anchor, and then followed by Runway Ready, Destroyer, Sweet Caviar, and then followed by Midnight Delight and Bidgie Ribbon, the last one to clock in. So, Terminally Pretty here. Yet another one to Michael Wayne and John Hawks, Tommy Berry in the saddle. It has been too good for them here. Number seven. Seven, the winner, Terminally Pretty. There was a wall stretched across the track at the 150, but Terminally Pretty will get the money here from a fancy Pirapala with the angle from Way Anchor in the pink jacket. Didn't mind the trial of Way Anchor, was never really let off the bridle. Runway Ready and Destroyer likewise just behind those. Good little maiden trial, that Heat 14.
Yeah, thank you, Mitch. Certainly was. She won't be a maiden for too much longer. She's bred to be good. More than ready out of a Malibu Moon mare, placed at Bendigo, beaten a length when coming from midfield on debut, then bumped into Sprite and Times of War. In Times of War there at Rose Hill in September, she's had a break. That's Tommy on the inside just taking that needle eye opening there. And once she finally got a gap big enough in which to push through, she did that, and she's gone on to win that in pretty nice fashion.
She's bumped into a couple of handy horses in her time so far. I mean, she's only had the two starts, but off that trial and off her recent form, you wouldn't think a maiden would be too far away from her, especially city class. Down the outside, I thought Pirapala trialled exceptionally well, never really let off the bridle there from Blake. Wayanka over in third spot in the pink colours. I'm not sure who was aboard, but they couldn't hold it slow enough coming around the turn. It certainly was never asked to do anything up the straight there, and she was only narrowly beaten in a Kembla Grange maiden back in on Melbourne Cup Day, in fact. So she's not too far away from another, well, from a win, the first win.
Okay, let's go back and have a look at the work of Terminally Pretty. It has been a very good morning at the office for Team Hawks, and it continued a short time ago.
so he knows.
And they're off now. Bidgey Ribbon was slow to move off the inside. Pirapala was out the back shortly after the break as well. Sweet Caviar left well with Runway ready up on the outside. Terminally Pretty is in third way. Anchor fourth, wanting to tug for more rain. And then followed by Midnight Delight. Bidgey Ribbon about 60 inside. Destroyer is second last, and last is Pirapala. Sweet Caviar the leader down the side of the track at the 500, leading by a head. Runway ready is second. Two lengths away, Wayanka third with Terminally Pretty. And then Destroyer. Next is Bidgey Ribbon, Midnight Delight, and Pirapala is the widest. 3:25 left to run. Sweet Caviar narrowly from Runway Ready. Wayanka in the pink jacket. Back to the inside, Terminally Pretty, then Destroyer and Pirapala out wider. Where to look, 150 to go. Terminally Pretty took a narrow lead from Wayanka and Pirapala. Terminally Pretty is the one. Terminally Pretty beats. I'd give it to Pirapala just in advance of Wayanka, right, and then followed by Runway Ready, Destroyer, Sweet Caviar, and then followed by Midnight Delight, and Bidgey Ribbon, the last one to clock in.
Terminally Pretty taking out the 14th trial, and more than ready filly trained by the Hawks team. Pirapala thought she was nice into second spot. A daughter of Sepoy and Wayanka, and Acosta Delago Colt was into third spot, 54.5, 1.5 by a short.
$34. We're off to a break on Sky Thoroughbred Central. The last of 15 heats coming up next.
He's a big powerful billboard, but I'm not worried about the weight of him. He's drawn to get the favours, as I say. I'm going to go with him and make a good pick of the day. He's drawn five, but clear second pick is four-star. He can get out, make some luck. He is pretty good behind Godfrey last from the 1800. Back to the mile will suit him even more. Wouldn't want to see him get a track, but there's a chance he might here, but he's got to be in there somewhere the way he's racing. Albert Dubra. Now, track wide, the whole range of 1400 won the other day at Canberra beating Mr. Fox. That was a benchmark 55. I think it's a bit better race, but Johnny improved this fellow after 5 months. Ready to peak now, I believe. And I thought four, smiling in the shadow, been a little bit in and out, but on his best day, certainly have a chance. I think this big day, Angus Rock, I'm going to make a good thing in the first leg of the quad. He's drawn 2.59 order.
7.89 come out of race 5, and that's 101.
Welcome back to the final heat at Rosehill. Maiden trial, three rolls and upwards over 900 metres. Let's have a look at the Gerald Ryan trained As I Do, a daughter of Casino Prince.
She's only had the three trials previously. Her first trial was in January. She then had a trial in February. And then finally her third trial was in July. So they have been quite spaced out. She was a shade slow away in that trial in July. She settled back, urged along, given a few with the whip. So there is improvement to come from her.
Emma Clue is a daughter of Love, son of Love Conquers All, the Triple Crown. In the
he has placed once from three starts. He ran second behind Sparkling Lamore. That was at the Beaumont on the 1st of October, beaten 1.3. He then went to the Beaumont on the 15th of October over the 1350, beaten 2.7 overall.
Okay, the Kelly family of New Haven Park fame have got Hittite. Reduced choice out of Hades. She herself was $1 million mare. And this filly has always had a few raps on her. I wonder if this preparation might be the time that she lives up to the expectation.
She's a very well-bred filly. She debuted at Canterbury behind Skylight Glow, beaten 2.3. She then went to Randwick on the 28th of May and finished 11th behind Skylight Glow again. And she had a break after that. She trialled in August. Maybe there's a few little issues, not too sure, but she's back today for her first trial.
Okay, then we go to Joy Forever. Another nicely bred filly this. Jerry Harvey bred her and retains her.
She finished fourth in her only trial in the latter part of December. She was caught deep early, stoked up to the line, beaten 1.6.
Our matron, Wilson, is also owned by New Haven, and Peter Moody, I think Peter might have had this filly down there in Melbourne. You know what, her first trial at Rose Hill was excellent.
It was really nice, wasn't it? Her last race start was back in May. at Cranbourne on a heavy 10, which has beaten 4.8. She had a good break in between. She, as you said, she trialled in the latter part of December, and that trial win was very impressive. She beat Arizona by 2 lengths. So looking to see her trial well again today.
I reckon she might just do just that. Okay, then we go to Sharpness then for Vinery and Team Hawks.
She's by Wanted out of a listed winner in Crystal Wit. She was a half to Crystal Lily. She has had 8 foals, 5 to the races, 4 have been winners. It's also the family of Carrara.
Yeah, the inflated Crystal Lily won a slipper. And Star Aspiration finally then for Gary Portelli.
A star witness filly. She's had 2 starts. She went to Scone. I don't know if Gary's always... Well, he might have. She did go to Scone for her first start back in September. She then went to Musselbrook in a 1,000-metre maiden. She was beaten 2.9. She did. He might have trained her, actually, the whole time because she did have 2 trials in town. So she's had a little bit of a break since October and first trial back today also.
Okay, so a couple of them still yet to come up. One of them going the wrong way, sort of backpedalling the rate of knots, but the barrier boys will sort out that galloper and get them in. So the last of 15 on a much talked about morning is coming up. We'll wrap things up after this. In the meantime, one of them riderless will be led up. Looks nice and calm behind the line. So having a good look around. Let's go to Mitch for the last seat.
Right, getting set for this final heat, Gav. So New Haven with 2 runners here.
Righty, race 7.
Heidi with the quartered cap on and a black cap on, Matron Wilson. Blake Shins. Red, yellow, and blue quartered cap. The rider of Heidi. Now, as I do, is about to come along.
6 Costa Money 34, 10 Kingia 41, and 11
Cannon
Manor. We've
got Joy Forever out of the gates.
Favourite there, the two
with Star Aspiration.
Yeah, Sean, these open handicaps of Wagga are absolutely fabulous. This one,
this is at the final heat of the morning. So Hittite to come forward with Star Aspiration and
the horses that they've thrown up in these open handicaps.
The other one there is Joy Forever. I'm trying to pick up this one that's riderless. See the sharpness, or as I do, the rider's gone in the structure, so I can't pick it up. But whichever the case, or whichever one it is, it's moved in. So Hittite about to come forward. And then we've got Joy Forever and Star Aspiration.
Look, I'm going to go with
final heat of the morning, heat 15.
And he went really well. So
last two coming up. Star Aspiration moves in, and Joy Forever is the last. Light on. Ready now. Emo Clue inside stall. And they're off. Emo Clue left well. Matron Wilson showing some speed with Star Aspiration, who'll burn across and take up the lead. So after 150, Star Aspiration in front. Joy Forever's up to second. And then followed Emo Clue with Matron Wilson. Hittite is next, and then followed by drifting back towards the tail end Sharpness, and last is As I Do. 500 left to run. Star Aspiration in front narrowly from Joy Forever, who's a long head away in second before the corner. Emo Clue is next, then Matron Wilson, Hittite, and then followed Sharpness and As I Do. 350 left to run. Star Aspiration in front. Joy Forever's called upon, then followed Hittite running on. Matron Wilson, As I Do, Emo Clue, and ducking back to the inside is Sharpness. Hittite hit the front with 150 to go. Joy Forever's next. Matron Wilson's running on out wider. Hittite in front closed home, and Hittite got in from either Sharpness, Star Aspiration, and then Matron Wilson fourth. Next one in is Joy Forever behind those Emo Clue and As I Do at the tail end.
6 or 7, 5, 4.
There with the
all right, I might just get
results
your quality
of having 2 runners in the
trial,
and they both trialled well. Thought Matron Wilson trialled well, but Hittite will win the heat for Blake Shin and Chris Waller. Hittite, the winner of the final heat of the morning. Bit of a busy finish. It will score from either Star Aspiration or Sharpness, and Matron Wilson was a close-up fourth. In fact, a pretty blanket go to the first step, four or five over the line to heat number 15. I'll send the details down the line and hope you enjoyed the coverage from Rose Hill this morning. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Mitch. Thank you. You're right there with the hit high. They trialled her in August after she was down the track behind Skylight Glow and Barbass at Randwick in May. They gave her a break. They trialled her again, obviously not happy with her. And they've certainly got plenty of patience. They've raced some champions over many decades at the New Haven team. And this girl, who knows what level she might get to, but all she can do is what she did this morning, given that she's had a lengthy break since she was last at the races with only one trial in between. But she's bred to be a really, really good filly, this. And the turn of foot indicates that she's got some promise. I thought the effort of the other Kelly horse matron, Wilson, was good, and the other pair underneath them in Sharpness and Star Aspiration get to ticks as well.
The first four all over the line, quite nice there, but Hit Height, look, she's a filly that obviously has ability. There may be a few little issues. She came back and trialled in August and didn't quite come up, so they sent it back to the paddock. Not sure what the reasoning is, but look, she'll probably have one more trial then head to the races, and I thought she did a good job overall, but here is a full replay of Heat 16. So place a bet
you'll never forget today. And they're off. Emo Clue left well. Matron Wilson showing some speed with Star Aspiration, who'll burn across and take up the lead. So after 150, Star Aspiration in front. Joy Forever's up to second. And then followed Emo Clue with Matron Wilson. Hit Eye is next, and then followed by drifting back towards the tail end Sharpness, and last is As I Do. 500 left to run. Star Aspiration in front narrowly from Joy Forever, who's a long head away in second before the quarter. Emo Clue is next, then Matron Wilson, Hit Height, and then followed Sharpness and As I Do. 350 left to run, Star Aspiration in front. Joy Forever's called upon, then followed Hit Height running on. Matron Wilson, As I Do, Emo Clue, and ducking back to the inside of Sharpness. Hit Height hit the front with 150 to go. Joy Forever's next, Matron Wilson's running on out wider. Hit Height in front, close to home, and Hit Height got in from either Sharpness, Star Aspiration, and then Matron Wilson fourth. Next one in is Joy Forever, behind those Emo Clue and As I Do at the tail.
Hit Height taking out the last trial, a Reduced Choice filly trained by Chris Wallace. Sharpness was into second spot, a Wanted filly trained by the Hawks team, and Star Aspiration, Star Witness filly trained by Gary Portelli, 54.3, half a length by a nose.
Yeah, what a morning it was. It began with a bang, did it not, with Winx finishing third in her heat. She was outstanding, as we anticipated she would be, and Music Magnate has a heat following the gelding operation comeback in beautiful fashion.
Really looking forward to seeing him back at the races.
He'll go to the expressway first up.
He'll be hard to beat. Yep, he'll be hard to beat this prep. He's got a great prep ahead of him, and some really nice horses coming out of this morning's round.
Two-year-olds and a stack of them as well. All right, that's it for us this morning. Thanks for your viewership. Thanks to the crew here for helping. Mitch was on track, Shani, and we will be back very soon to do it all again.
I'll be in Launceston tomorrow night with Jason Witham from about 6 p.m. So looking forward to that. I'll be going to scorching
Pacquiao at Suncorp Stadium. Yeah, down in the Apple Isle. Enjoy it. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks for your company and for watching us this morning. Hope you managed to find a winner out of the trials. From all of us here, bye for now.
In other news, Australians have been caught up in a nightclub shooting in Mexico, which has killed five people, including four foreigners, and injured at least 15 others. A gunman opened fire at the Blue Parrot Club on the final night of the BPM Musical Festival, also sparking a stampede. The man responsible for killing 39 people in a shooting attack at an Istanbul nightclub on New Year's Eve has reportedly been caught in a house raid. An Australian family is missing at a popular Japanese ski field. It's believed to be a mother in her 50s and her three sons. Broncos centre James Roberts has been accused of pulling a young woman by her hair at a Gold Coast nightclub early on Sunday morning following the Magic Millions. And authorities have found the severed heads of six men in a plastic bag on the roof of a ute in southern Mexico, with their headless bodies inside. Four other bodies were found in a nearby town. Two of them had been shot to death on a highway and appeared to have been tortured.